Blog Talk Radio.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were to run a hell so fast. We had an explosion and we are demanding that we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots. And of them, three were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed?
All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson podcasting here, Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live today. I don't even know if I'm getting even partially of what my signal is supposed to be going on. I put this show together at the last minute because I wanted to do something tonight. I actually wasn't going to do a show tonight. I've been going pretty much every other night. But if you missed last night's podcast, it was a very good podcast, a very good open discussion on open phones night. And pretty much I say open phones. It's usually I always allow callers to call in anyway. Most of the time, if they got something they want to say, I always allow people to call in, unless I have something special, a special guest that I've advertised to come on to the podcast. So for people out there who didn't get it or don't understand that, then that's just I kind of wing it a lot of times, like tonight. But tonight I've got a mission to settle. I got a score to settle, and that score is with Spectrum. Spectrum was Time Warner was purchased by Spectrum. They're absorbed by Spectrum, and Spectrum is this big cable company, this giant. And we talked a little bit about this last night. when you're under their power, you're at their mercy. They could just turn you off. But they didn't turn me off. They did. But you see, not to get too personal here, but some of you do know about some of my personal life because you get into it, and you know that's what happens when you're on the internet. People want to tear you apart and destroy your character, and you know a lot of people like to feed into that. But there's a lot of good people that support me too, so don't get me wrong there. But anyway, some of you know about my personal life. Well, anyway, we had a separation in the springtime, and the internet provider was in this person's name. This person had the internet provider in her name, okay, and she left. So I did the right thing, of course, by calling the Spectrum and say, hey, this person no longer lives here. They've left, and I want to set up an account in my name. Well, okay, no problem. They take my money for a startup fee, and they go over this, and they go, well, you want the current program? And she had all the movie stations, all that. You know, I said, no, I don't want that. Just to give me the internet. And give me a landline and, you know, this and that. Well, we got a package deal for you. I said, no, I don't want a package. Well, we can do this. We got separate programs. I don't want a program. How much for internet? How much? Every month. How much? Da, 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 da. Okay? All right. Very good. Okay. How much for cable? Basic cable. Oh, well, we got a package with internet. Shut up. Just how much for cable? Okay. Ooh, okay. And now how much for the landline? Well, that's how I did it. Now combined all those prices together, and that's what I want to pay every month. And it comes out cheaper, actually, when you do that. But they won't tell you that. But they got a promotional deal, you know, the first 3 months at $19.95, and then they stick it to you, and then it's $200 a month. All right, see, I don't feed into that crap. But anyway, to make a long story short, these people, what they did was she moved out, and she decided, I guess, to go with somebody else wherever she moved. And she didn't pay her bill. And what they did was they linked whatever she owed to my account. Now, we're not lawfully married, so therefore I can't see me having to pay for that lawfully. But they assimilated our bill together. Now I have to pay her bill. No, 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 no. So they've shut me down. They disconnected my internet, so I'm probably going to have to go someplace else, which I'm planning on doing. But to write them right now, I have no internet, so I don't even know how I'm freaking podcasting here or what I'm doing, or even if you guys can hear me. I don't even know. But I do have my studio screen up, so if I do get some callers, I can see that. But I can't open up too much here because otherwise I'll shut us down. So hopefully, I know this is being recorded. So I did this with Amazon a couple years back, and I'm going to do it with Spectrum tonight. I know it's Sunday evening, so I may not get anybody, then we'll definitely do a show as soon as I get the internet back up and running. But I'm going to call these maggots live on the air, and you should hear the discussions I've had with these people. I wish I had them recorded. These people are total, pure maggots, these representatives of this monster Spectrum. And we're going to try to get some answers here. So for questions, please call. Okay, so I'm going to give them a call right now and see what happens, and we'll go from there. And we're going to put them in live on the air, and we're going to do that. And make them look like jackasses. That's what they're going to look like, trust me. Because there's no way you should be held responsible for anyone else's account or bills. No way. It doesn't matter if you're roommates. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. You're your own individual. You're responsible for you and you only. Now, if I wanted to assume that account, if I wanted to help somebody out, I could see that. But this was a breakup deal, and I'm not paying that bill. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. So let's try calling Spectrum, see what happens. Hopefully we can get through. I made it so I got two numbers I can call you. I know it's late, so we'll give it a shot, see what happens. Hopefully I can and this works. And I know it's being archived in the archives and understanding the times in which we live today. Let's give it a shot. There goes the number, Tyler.
Welcome to Spectrum. Now offering Spectrum Mobile. This call may be monitored or recorded.
Para Español, marque 5.
Please tell me the phone number associated with your account, or your account number. Or say, I don't have an account.
I don't remember it. Let me speak to customer service, please.
You wanted to talk to a representative, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. To help me determine the right representative, please choose one of these options. Technical support, billing, add service, remove service, or say, I'm moving. Or tell me what you need assistance with in your own words.
Let's try billing.
This is about billing and payments, is that right?
Sure, why not?
Okay, please note that there is an extra fee for making a payment with a representative. One moment while I transfer you. So that I can transfer you to the right place, please tell me the 5-digit zip code of your service address.
27357.
Thanks. Spectrum is interested in your feedback on how we can provide the best service to you. If you will be willing to answer a few questions regarding the service you are about to receive, we would like to call you back within the next 15 minutes. Please press 1 if you'd like to provide feedback, or press 2 if you don't wish to provide feedback or are unable to be reached by phone within the next 15 minutes.
Whatever. Just connect me already.
Please press 1 if you'd like to provide feedback.
Oh, come on.
Or press 2 if you don't wish to provide feedback or are unable to be reached by phone within the next 15 minutes.
I'm not pressing anything. How about that?
Thank you for calling Spectrum. My name is Taylor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Oh, how you doing, Taylor? My name is Joseph Gibson. I've got a little bit of a problem here, and hopefully you could fix it. I went to the store today, like I was told to by one of your representatives, and I wasted my time. I opened up an account with you on September 7th, and what you did was is you linked my account with the person that used to live here. They moved out. So I'm not responsible for paying anyone else's account or bills, whether or not I knew them or I'm friends with them, or if not, you know, they were my long-lost love from another generation. The point of it is that that person had an account in their name. I opened up an account in my name, and I'll be glad to pay my bill for what I've done, but, you know, I don't want to pay their bill.
Right. Understandably. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me get the account pulled up here, and let me take a look and see what's going on so we can get this fixed for you. What is the address that you get service at?
Okay. Hang on just one second, please. One second, please.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here.
Get it pulled up here.
Okay. This is Joseph Gibson.
Okay. Okay, yep, perfect. I got your account pulled up here. Okay, yep, I see the bill. Something's definitely going on here, so let me take a look and see exactly what caused that so we can get this resolved for you.
I hope we can get it resolved because 13 other representatives couldn't. And I even spoke to a supervisor on Friday to try to prevent this service interruption, and I was promised that would not happen until the ticket was resolved. And sure enough, on a Sunday morning, I wake up and I have no internet or no TV and no phone. For some people, that could be a very very, very dark day, but, you know, it upsets me, but I kind of need my internet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, certainly, especially in times like these. Okay, yep, you did mention there was a ticket. Let's see. Yep, I see there was one submitted. Let me get that pulled up and see where we're at with that here.
Yeah, I spoke to a Taryn, employee ID number 65180TK. I spoke to, Lindsay, so many people already, and nothing has been resolved. And, you know, it's getting late in the day, and, you know, I have school I have to do online, and, you know, I'm a little concerned now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a flick of a switch to reactivate the account, you know?
Let's see here. Okay. Yep. I'm trying to find out what the cause was that that caused that balance to be transferred over here. Did you have do you have the equipment from that previous account? Were you using that?
What caused it was Timothy, the person that set me up with the account, lied to me because he told me that he, you know, I was, because I paid the account startup fee on September 8th, and what they did was a few days later, for some reason, somebody went in there, and I think it was Timothy, they linked my account with the person that was in there. And yes, you're absolutely correct. the equipment was left behind, and I asked what they wanted me to do with it. Did they want me to turn it in, or can I use the equipment that's already here? And they said, oh, no, use the equipment that's already there. This way here, nobody has to come out, and we don't have to have an installer come out there. And then they turned on the service. Like, in a matter of, while I was on the phone with the guy, they turned on the service. Mm-hmm. Well, after I paid them.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Yeah, the equipment ultimately is what ended up getting those two counts linked, because that equipment is still going to be registered under the other person's name. So when you started using it, that's essentially what ended up causing those two accounts get linked up here. Okay, so you mentioned that you went into the store. Did they tell you that you needed to get new equipment?
No, they said, no, we don't do that here. That's what they said. They said, you have a ticket pending, and unfortunately, we're going to have to, you're going to have to wait until that's resolved. And I said, no, that's not what I was told. And they go, well, at the store here, I went to the one in Kernersville on Main Street, and they said, in North Carolina, and they said, well, I'm sorry, there's nothing really we can do here for you. So I wasted an entire trip, 22 miles I drove for nothing. I was a little upset, so I got the heck out of there, and I'm just... I wish there was a supervisor I could speak to or something. I mean, if you don't have the authority to turn my service back on, because I'm telling you, my name is Joseph Gibson, and a lot of people can verify that. I just don't know how else I could verify that for you. But, I mean, if you guys want to send somebody out to verify nobody else is living here but me, that's fine. I just don't know how else to do this. I mean, I shouldn't have to prove anything anyway. I thought I was, I got to prove. I just don't understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Yeah, let me see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first thing that we'll work on here is getting the service reconnected for you. So I'm going to reach out to a member of leadership, see what we can do here. Ultimately, what we're going to want to end up doing is getting you just new equipment and switching it out, because the equipment you've already got is going to be registered under that other person's name. So that balance from them is going to still be associated with your account as long as you're still using that. So ultimately, that's what we're going to want to end up doing. But let me
Can I ask you a question, though? Common sense would say, I turn in this equipment, right? You're only going to take this equipment and probably give it to another customer. So why not just give it to me, and register it to my name? It's because she doesn't want it no more, probably, the person that was here, obviously, if she left it behind. You know what I mean? Because there was no service. The equipment was here. There was no service here when I came into the residence. So I just, I just don't understand what's going on here. How, when I activated my account, there was no service. It was off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep, certainly. Yep, and the only way to really be able to do that, to make sure that their balance is not going to be associated with you, is the only way to get their name taken off of that equipment is to have it returned back to the store. That's really the only thing that's going to take their name off
of that
equipment.
And I did that today. And I did that today. I went up there. I brought it up there. And you know what? They didn't want it. They gave it back to me.
They wouldn't
take
it.
So now I'm stuck with
the
equipment. So, I'm not going to go twice.
So let me first, I'm going to work on first seeing about what we could do here to get you reconnected, and then we'll take it from there and see what the next step in making sure that we get this balance taken care of for you here and removed off of your name.
I appreciate it, and the thing of it is they unlinked it one time for me. The woman, her name was Malta, actually, I spoke to her. She unlinked it once for me. And then how the heck did it get relinked? You know what I mean? But I don't want to be on hold for an hour and a half. I've been on the phone 13 different representatives. You're the number 14 hours on the phone. I mean, it's just getting a little bit of exhausting. It's emotionally stressful. It's really, it's driving me crazy here.
Definitely. Yeah, and I mean, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to stay on the phone, all day with the cable company or in general, any kind of company. So I hear
you.
You
got
on
that right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, already I just got a hold of somebody. Let me just explain the situation to him real quick here. We'll work on getting you first reconnected here so we can get the internet back on for you.
Thank you.
Yep, certainly.
I just wonder why they shut it off on a Sunday morning. I mean, And when you said return the equipment, that means the receiver that's here. Yeah, they gave it back to me. They gave me everything back, so.
Okay.
But I was using this equipment then since September 7th, and somebody that just finally realized this. You know, I mean, it's been a couple of weeks I've been talking to them, but 2 weeks ago they finally realized this. I mean, I just don't get it.
Let's see here.
And I'm sure you got a lot of notes in there, because, like I said, 13 people. You're number 14 I've spoken to. Three of them actually threatened me. Well, this lady was so rude this morning, man. She was like, you're gonna pay that person's bill. You're gonna pay it. And I was like, who the heck are you talking to like that? Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I do apologize for that. Yeah, I have no idea why they would tell you to pay for somebody else's bill for, you know, service that wasn't under your name here.
Exactly. And it wasn't. And you could see it in the notes, I'm sure. And there's two different account numbers. You know the old account number? Because it's like one number differential in my new account number that I have. I have a new account because, like I said, I set up a new account. I want a new account because I said, you guys have your equipment here, so they must have had Spectrum. So they're like, no, you just use that. Use payment. You know, why would they let me use someone else's equipment too? That's got to be something corrected. What happens if you guys do this to other customers?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, from the get-go, they should have not told you to use that same equipment. Now, it wouldn't be so big of a problem if, you know, that previous person didn't have a balance. So, generally speaking, we always recommend for people to get just brand new equipment so things like this don't happen.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, from day one, they should have never advised you to keep using that equipment. They should have just told you to, from the start, to go ahead and just get brand new equipment under your name.
Yes. I mean, that would be the logical thing to do. I mean, I think the guy was just trying not to set up the paperwork to set up the work order for someone to come out here because the service was already here, so... It was just a flick of like a just click of a keyboard, and it's easy. Hey, I got another customer, another sale. Boop, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that definitely should not have been what they had done. So I'm gonna see about if I can find out exactly who did that, so we can, you know, at least coach them on this, because it does
September
cause.
8th. September 8th it happened.
September 8th. Okay, I'll make a note of that real quick here.
Tell you what, if you help me get this thing rectified, you'll be I'll be like ecstatic. You should get like the Nobel Peace Prize or something. Some kind of award.
Yep, I'm seeing what I can do here for you.
Nowadays, when you move into a home, you know, you pretty much your cable boxes and everything are like, they should just like make them all uniform, you know, just have one dish on the house or whatever or something, you know, and just this way everybody's got the same system, you know, just one uniform system. And this way here, like, it's like a bathtub. Everybody has the same bathtub, right? So,
yep.
I mean, I don't know. Make them less, I guess, like a kind of one world type of thing, you know, unify, one world order, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that would certainly make sense. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, generally, we're just trying to improve the technology, just coming out with new models. So a lot of times that causes, you can still get some of the older models. So that's why you see different kinds of boxes. And not only that, but you can get cable boxes, DVRs. That's what causes a lot of differences in the amount of, or the models you can get, or just why you might have different kinds of boxes in general.
Yeah, well, that's true, you know, but that goes for anything on a house, I guess, you know. Like I said, I use the bathtub as an example. You got different newer bottles of bathtubs. I remember when I was a kid, you had those old tubs or whatever, you know, with the feet. Now you could these high-tech shower stalls, you know, they practically, you know, you go step in and you're clean and then come out and you're dry.
Mm-hmm.
They even adjust the temperature of the water now. I just set it at 72, yeah. 80, whatever. I mean, it's the technology they got today. Is speaking of cable boxes, I remember when I was a kid, we didn't even have cable boxes. You get a dial on the TV.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked to somebody earlier. She said she was in her 80s, and she said we didn't even have computers. And I'm like, well, it must be an amazing time to live right now with all the kind of technology that's out right now.
Yeah. Well, no offense, but it's confusing, and it has not cured our problems as a society and or helped us out in any type of way. It's actually created more stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you there.
Where am I calling you at anyway? Are you in California or something? Because I'm in North Carolina.
No, I'm in Ohio.
Ohio, oh, okay. The last guy I spoke to was in Albany, New York. That was Jeffrey. He was pretty good. He's the one that told me to go to the store, but he said they can't fix it, but I guess he was just trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you actually sound a lot younger, so you're probably you're probably about 22 years old, 23 years old, around that
mm-hmm.
vicinity. You're lower 20, so you wouldn't know about the non-computer days, huh?
Yeah.
Like
well, you're
people.
Not far off. Yeah, 24.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, pretty young. How's that new stuff go anyway? I was talking to one of my family members. How does that hotspot work and everything, that stuff? What's that all about? You guys, well, I mean, is that provided by Spectrum or is that like something where you're like you're going to a restaurant? I don't get it. Or that RoboCube or whatever the heck they talk about. I don't know. I just don't know nothing about that. I heard somebody mention that today when I was inside the store.
Yeah. So the hotspot, what that is if you subscribe to the internet service through us, we have public hotspots available. So we kind of have them all throughout the city. You can always go to our website and look up where they are. But if you're near one of the hotspots, what you can do is sign into the hotspot through your My Account information. So, for instance, when you go to our website and you log in to view your billing, you use that username and password, and you would just use that to log into the public hotspot that's available.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of like being able to log into your internet on the go if you're near one of those hotspots.
Oh, okay. Wonder what people did years ago without the internet cable. And man, I wonder what they could have done all day long. Well, they're probably working on the farm all day, I guess. Probably tired when it got dark.
Yeah, spent some time outside.
Yeah. I don't know. Ohio doesn't really have that beautiful of weather, does it? I mean, it's been, especially now, this time of year, it's got to be cold out there, huh?
Yeah, thankfully it's not too bad. We just started getting into the 40s, but yeah,
oh.
I mean, we don't have any. Yeah, our weather isn't that great, and there's not a whole lot to look at. So.
Well, I don't hear too much about Ohio as a place to go visit.
Yeah, oh, definitely not. I mean, if you'd like to see some corn, you can definitely come visit us. There's plenty of that.
Well, I can tell you got the Midwest accent because I could tell that. So you're definitely from that area.
Yep, you never tend to realize you have an accent until you start speaking with people in other states, and then suddenly it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you come down south. See, I'm originally from up north, so, you know, I don't have a southern draw. So people automatically know that I'm not from this area, certainly, you know, so. They don't like northerners,
yeah,
so I always try to say I'm from.
Yeah.
They call
yeah,
you,
you
call
don't sound
Yankees.
Like you're from North Carolina.
No.
Okay. Alrighty, so I've reached out to a supervisor here, seeing what we could do about the balance and what we can do to get you reconnected here. So what they ended up letting me know is they did tell me that with accepting ownership over the equipment does mean that you also accept ownership over any kind of debt that might be associated with that. So I do apologize, but they did let me know that they would not be able to get the services reconnected for you tonight.
Is there a supervisor I could speak to? Because I would like to. I don't want to give you a hard time. I'm just saying I would like to speak to that supervisor if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll see if they're available. Just one moment here. I'll place you on a brief hold.
Sure. Thank you.
Yep. Certainly. One moment.
Okay, everybody, you heard that. Joseph Gibson here. I'm hopefully being able to speak to the supervisor now because they're paying. I have to pay the bill. Oh, great. That's right. I guess you accept, you know, if you find a receiver in your home, you know, and even if they tell you to use it, guess what? You're going to pay that bill. You want to know how much the bill is, folks? $1,295.
Did you know with the My Spectrum app, it is easier than ever to manage your account from your mobile device? You can troubleshoot your equipment, set up and manage your Wi-Fi, and even view or pay your bills. Download the My Spectrum app today.
I don't know how long I'm going to be on hold here for, but this is a very interesting state of affairs here. Of course, she was very nice and very cooperative, and she tried to do the best she can. I knew she couldn't do it. I already knew that. As I said, 13 people I've already spoken to. I need to get a supervisor. Any recommendations, anybody? Anybody got some recommendations out there? You can, let me know. Yep, and that's the God's honest truth, that story. You know, I just wanted to open up an account in my name. But since the person that lived here before me, I'm stuck with their bill.
Thank you
or
for
I don't
choosing
get internet,
Spectrum.
And I don't get a phone.
We know that
and
today,
I don't get to watch TV.
More than ever, connections are a lifeline. Spectrum's network was built for times like these. You can count on us to keep you connected when it matters most.
It matters most right now. It matters to me. Oh, boy. Hopefully we can talk to the supervisor here. Maybe I can reverse his decision, mate. His decision. I hope I can. Hopefully I won't be on hold for an hour. So everybody just be patient, please. Be patient and hang tight. We may get internet. I don't know. I doubt it. I sure hope so. Boy, no more internet. What am I going to do? What do I do now? I don't have internet. I can't pay that. I'm not paying that bill. I'm not going to pay someone else's bill. If I pay somebody else's bill, everybody in the whole community will be coming. Hey, he pays everybody else's internet bill.
Thank you for your patience.
You know?
We are experiencing longer wait times than usual. The next available representative will be with you shortly.
I assume ownership of the
equipment.
I didn't assume ownership of nothing. I don't own the equipment. They own the equipment. Matter of fact, they told me the other person didn't own the equipment either. They don't have ownership of this equipment. It's not mine. And the person before me didn't own it. I think that's correct, right? I mean, what the heck's going on here? Oh, yeah. Well, better big business bureau, that's true. And perhaps a nice, good lawsuit, maybe. I don't know. Well, hopefully I can talk to the supervisor before I leave and not be on hold here too long. But, yeah, man, this is, your new world order at work. And just imagine when they get control of the money supply and everyone has everything on a digital currency.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider
currency
in the nation.
Just
and
think
it's
about
easy
that
to see why.
Somebody typing in the background while you're on the phone with them.
Speeds coast
you know,
to coast.
Click.
No
you
contract,
your account, sir. Let me add some digits
taxes
there to you. No, sir.
And you can save
you
up
did
up
not pay your bill last
switch
month.
Spectrum
you're penalized 10 digits.
It's a better
you know,
way to
10 mobile credits. They just turn off your chip. That's all. You don't buy or sell no more. You know, I guess. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Hello? Hello? Now, I have done this 14 times now. This is the 14th
Alrighty,
time
sir. Are you still
I've
with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty, I apologize for the wait here. So the supervisor I just spoke with, unfortunately, this time is not available. I did just get a hold of somebody else, though. I'm just explaining the situation, letting them know what's going on, and then I'll get you transferred over in just a moment here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Thank you. You've been very kind.
Yep, certainly. Yep. I just wanted to check in with you real quick, let you know I didn't forget about you.
Alrighty, thank you.
Alrighty, perfect. One moment here.
All right. At least I wasn't on hold forever. Then she's talking to somebody filling them in. So, I just want to see what the, I guess, is this a supervisor that
Thank
I'm going to talk
to, or
just another
Spectrum.
Representative?
We know that today, more than ever, connections are a lifeline. Spectrum's network
sure
was built
are.
For times like these. You can count on us to keep you connected when it matters most.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know what to say here about this. I just don't know what to say. I mean, what do you do? What do you do in this situation? You write a complaint to the Better Business Bureau? But, I mean, what do you do? I just don't know. The bill is $1,200-something. Let's see, what is the bill here? I told me earlier. Let's see here. The bill is that they want me to pay, where the heck is it? $1,295. Plus late fees, I guess. So, in total bill. That's insanity. Well, that's not the one. Yeah, I mean, that's insanity. How do you get a bill
During
that
high? This time of national emergency, the safety of
national
our customers
emergency.
And our employees is our top priority. We are currently
national
experiencing
emergency.
Heavy call volume, and there is an extended wait time to speak to an agent.
Oh, no.
We appreciate your
now.
Understanding and patience during this time.
Yeah.
For your
during
convenience, you can visit spectrum.net to pay your bill and manage your account.
$1,225.29. That was the one they sent me in the mail. And when I opened this up, I said, what the hell is this? And I call them, and they start talking about your past due from back in April. I said, April? I said, I wasn't even living here. I didn't have the internet in my name in April. It wasn't even my name. I don't know. How could I open up the account in September and you're charging me back in April? Because you have the equipment of the person that lived there. That, well, I can't hook up service on my own. You know, I mean, they must have known that, you know, they must have known. I mean, figure it out logically. They must have known. If I'm telling them I'm, you know, taking over, setting up a new account, they must have known.
Please hold on the line for the next available representative
service, right?
And have your account information handy. For your convenience, you can find answers to many of your questions on Spectrum.net and the My Spectrum
right
app.
Here. What, you know, how long will that take? You know, 30 days, 60 days? Better Business Bureau, yeah, you know. And how do I get to the Better Business Bureau? How do I do it without internet? No. Yeah, I know, Comcast. But see, we don't have Comcast down here. No, we don't have Comcast, I don't think. So, we got, I think they can offer DirecTV, but my goodness, DirecTV. They stick it to you, man. I mean, I've heard horror stories about bills with that one. And then AT&T, the same thing. So, I don't know. But you've got me on hold, so we'll just see what happens here. Hopefully I'll talk to the supervisor. I've got some real loot winners out here, though. They threaten me.
A new streaming experience that bundles all of HBO together with the greatest collection of movies, shows, and new Max originals for everyone in the family. With approximately 10,000 hours of exceptional entertainment available, there's something for everyone.
Yeah, I know. Same way.
Ask us about how you can get HBO Max or go to Spectrum.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Hello. My name is Jacob, member of leadership in the billing department. How can I help?
Oh, yes. Jake, you said?
Jacob.
Oh, Jacob. How you doing, Jacob?
Doing very well.
All right. Did she explain the situation to you? I never took ownership of any equipment. She stated that because I took ownership of the equipment that was here, even though I was advised by your representative who sold me the account, that when I opened up the account, they said, you know, obviously if I paid a startup fee and an activation fee, obviously I'm doing what? You know, because the bill is $1,200-something odd. So you figure if it was back in September, it'd be a little bit less. Obviously, you would not activate an account with that high of a balance. So therefore, I couldn't take ownership of the account. So, and I mean, who would do that anyway? I mean, just say, for instance, would you go around paying someone's $1,200 internet bill? I mean, why would you do that? I mean, so I'm not taking ownership of any account. So why am I being forced to pay a bill, or I'm being told I have to, or I can't get internet? That means I can't go to school anymore. So I'm going to be harmed. Okay, I'm going to suffer some damages here. And also, my child has to go to public school over the internet because the public schools are closed because of COVID. And I've already risked my life because I was told by one of your representatives to go turn in the equipment and try to fix it at a store. And when I brought the equipment back, that they would fix it. And when I went to the store, they didn't. I wasted a trip today on a Sunday afternoon. You know, and you know, COVID's out there. I hope I didn't catch it. You know, every governor's telling us we got to stay quarantined, you know, inside as much as possible. So what do you think?
So basically, the same equipment was used on a new account, meaning that anything that was charged to that equipment is covered under a benefits of service policy, meaning that this account has tied to that particular equipment without processing properly, meaning that this balance is valid, that is now on your account.
Yeah, but okay, the balance may be valid because it was registered to this equipment, but I never assumed ownership of this equipment. I was only using this equipment because I was told by your representative that I could use this equipment, okay, because it was already here in the residence. That's what he told me. Now, so I was ill-advised by a representative, because otherwise, if I would have known and it was disclosed to me, the contract that you're for, that I'm being entered into with the equipment, I surely would not have taken ownership of that equipment. I would not have even used that equipment, because like I said, I don't own it. It's your equipment anyway, because if the account's closed, I got to turn it back in the equipment, right? So I don't own it. So I'm only using it. So therefore, there's no ownership here. So why can't we continue on? Why can't someone from Spectrum do what they're supposed to do when someone starts up an account? Come out and install new equipment. But in the meantime, since you guys made a mistake, reactivate my service instead of me suffering here and having to screw up my educational career because someone at Spectrum did not advise me properly. Now, all these calls are recorded, correct? So you can go back to September 8th. And listen to that conversation, and surely know I'm telling the truth.
I mean, that is valid. I can always review what happened in September and see how it was advised, see how that conversation went, see the relationship between that equipment and the new account, and based upon whatever solution that call presents of itself, update and notate the account as soon as that review is done. I'd be happy to. That'll take about 3 to 5 days, once it's completed, then the account will be properly notated, and all of that information will be addressed at that time. If there's any adjustments that need to be done, then after that review is complete, then we will place a further adjustment on the account and have the services restored until that adjustment is made, if that call review warrants any future adjustment. So that
would
be the process
from
this point on.
Jacob, I can actually review it for you right now because I recorded that phone conversation. All of them, all 14 of them I've had so far. Actually, you're the 15th. And, the number 9 I didn't. I had a bad connection on that one. I had a friend from Connecticut listening in on that one. He's an attorney, but it was a bad connection. So that one you can't hear too good. But I have all of them already. And the thing of it is that I'm being presumed guilty. And I had service up until this morning. Why did you guys shut it off on a Sunday morning? And plus, on Friday, when I spoke to a supervisor like you, they promised me, and you can go back and listen to that too. And last night, I spoke to, Taryn, employee ID number 65180TK, promised me last night that my service would not be interrupted until the investigation was complete. There, so that's two lies in a row right there. And here it is Sunday night, and I have an exam that's due tomorrow afternoon, and I have no internet to log into my college. You know, I mean, I just, and you know, you can't go to the library with COVID now. So what do I do? I mean, you know, so I'm going to be harmed. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, you guys, I mean, if you're saying you can't do it, but what do I get back then for what has happened to me? I mean, I'm being, like I said, harmed here, monetarily probably, my educational career. I have an exam due. You know, it's just, what do I do? I told these people I had a store that too. What do I do?
So I've already stated exactly what the process would be from this point on. I have no further information to give you until that review is actually done on the account.
Okay, so, all right, so basically you're telling me that now, I'm not going. You can't turn the service on even for one day until, because it would be since Friday, it would be reviewed. So you said three to 5 days, you said? So that'd be
three to five days.
Sunday, Monday. Yeah. So that we're already into the third day. from Friday. Is there a ticket number still? A ticket number? Because she gave me the ticket number, but I said, remember I told you I had a bad connection, and I couldn't make it out right. So it's not the right ticket number. Because I asked somebody today, is there a ticket number on this case?
As far as what was placed on Friday for the same information, yes, there is still a case number that pertains to that particular ticket.
Okay, and so that was done on Friday, correct?
Correct.
Okay, what's the ticket number?
And that particular ticket number is 368-225-49.
Hang on, 368-425, you said?
225.
225. 225. Okay, so that's the ticket number. But now, when you go back and review the conversation and your employees, because you said you're a leadership there, and you hear them promise me that my service would not be interrupted, I know you can't tell me their fate or what's going to happen, probably nothing. What's going to happen? What happens? How does this get resolved? I mean, because I'm not going to be happy, obviously. And even if you restore my service, if you see that I have told the truth here and I'm being wronged, what's the Spectrum do for me? I'm being punished.
We resolve the issue.
You resolve, okay, I'm unhappy. How are you going to resolve that?
We resolve the issue. That is how we take care of any problem that you call in, whether it be a service issue or a billing-related issue or a employee statement issue. We resolve the issue. If it is able to be resolved, then we correct the billing issue. We correct the pricing issue, we correct whatever the agent told you. If it is not something that we can honor, then we cannot honor it, no matter how much the issue may cause you stress. But as far as any additional compensation on top of that, we do not compensate for any adverse effects to what happens to an account.
No. I'm saying as far as me being lied to and then I'm not stressed, not being stressed out, but like I said, I have an exam that's due. You're telling me 3 to 5 days. That means that exam doesn't get turned in. And this is 32% of my grade. It's going to affect my education, my career possibly. So I'm going to be monetarily harmed maybe in the future or psychologically harmed. I mean, I don't know. All I'm saying is right now I'm upset about this. And if it's found that I'm telling you the truth and you say, wow, we screwed up here, man. If you find that, if you see that, because the proof is there, and you say, man, we made a mistake. What does Spectrum do about it? I mean, you just say, well, it's resolved. I ran you over today.
The issue. That is it. That is what resolved the issue. If you have any adverse reactions to that or any adverse effect, then we're sorry that this affected you, but the issue will be resolved to the best of our ability.
Like I talk about all the time, the New World Order, and when they put all the money on the microchip, and just turn off your chip. Hey, you don't like it, turn it off. You don't buy or sell no more, right? I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, right? I mean, that's basically what you're telling
me. Not sure how that directly pertains to your account, but if there was an issue here, then we will do our best to resolve the issue with the account itself.
Okay, so the issue would be my education is screwed up. I flunked out on some of my education here, and it's going to affect me, so I have to redo these exams. It costs me money, to retake these exams, actually, or retake the course, or whatever happens at the end result of this. I'm just saying, the Spectrum is just going to say, it's resolved. I'm sorry, sir, for the troubles. We apologize. You're not saying you won't give me a credit on my account. We'll give you a service for free for a year because we lied to you over the phone. We told you wouldn't be disconnected. You don't try to, mend the relationship between the customer. Like, for instance, I'm a small business owner, just say, right? And I make a mistake. I'm kind of going to want that customer to keep stay. So I'm going to say, hey, can I do this for you? Can I do that for you? Whatever it may be. Spectrum doesn't do that.
Per the terms and conditions of Spectrum's policy for adjusting accounts and for resolving issues, we will resolve the issue to the best of our ability.
All right. My terms and conditions, very interesting you brought that up. In Spectrum's, there's no contract with you. So I have no terms or conditions. So what do you mean by terms and conditions? I have no contract with you.
Contract just applies to the fact that contract does not signify anything other than the fact that if you attempt to disconnect services, you will not be charged an early termination fee. But as far as terms and conditions and policies governing therein, you can go to spectrum.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, click on terms and conditions, and review the policies that Spectrum has. And as a customer who has active services, you are bound to those policies.
Okay. And that policy says I have to assume responsibilities for anyone else's account that lived in this home if I use their equipment. It says that, even though I was unaware of it.
Based upon the situation that brought your account active, having equipment that is having equipment active that was active on another account without the proper
cycling of the equipment. No, sir, the equipment was off. The equipment was off. It was not active when I came into this residence. No, I had it activated. I paid an activation fee. It was not active. So you misspoke right there.
That's
not true.
That equipment was attached to a previous account that was active.
It was active. You said is. A was is. Yeah, it was active, that account, but it was disconnected. The service was disconnected. And there was no service here. Then I said, can I activate service? And you charged me a fee to activate that service. I paid that fee on September 8th. You activated my account, my service. I have a different account number from that individual that was here with Spectrum. That person is no longer here. She has a different account number, a different name. And you're telling me I have to assume responsibility for that account and her name and her bills, which as far as Spectrum's concern is, right?
Based upon the situation itself, yes.
And that situation is that, yes, what I just described. Okay, that's what you're telling me. I mean, I don't understand how you guys can get away with this and make me have to pay and injure me like this. I mean, I'm suffering I'm suffering harm from my education like this. And I've been lied to by representatives. Lied to. I have the audio recording, sir. Do you understand something? Can I explain something to you right now? Right now, I am on a radio show. It's called Understanding the Times in Which You Live Today. It's on the internet, okay? And it's, okay, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. We are live right now recording this with many people listening. Hello?
Okay.
Madness of a lost society, right? I mean, you know, I'm just saying. Okay, so what do you have? I mean, what can you? I mean, you're not giving me any type of hope here, any type of resolution. I've been on the phone many times with your representatives, even telling you I have proof, and you didn't even ask to listen to it. I mean, I don't get it. I just don't understand. I really don't. I mean, you're telling me I have to pay someone else's bills.
At this point in time, I have given you the information that I am able to provide to you. I have no further information to provide. The review, like I said, 3 to 5 days on the account. If it comes back with any discernible information that invalidates what has been done to your account, then your account will be properly updated at that time. Per the policies that Spectrum has in place, there's no other monetary compensation that Spectrum will do to your account.
I didn't ask just for monetary. I just asked simply asked what you do to compensate or rectify the customer relationship. That's what I asked. I didn't say monetary.
At this point in time,
that
I
could be
no
an option,
other information to provide to you, sir.
Yeah, All right. Well, that's fine. I get that. So basically, as it stands right now, like I said, I'm responsible for someone else's account. It was another account, correct? You do it. You recognize that. There was another account that was active here at this residence, correct? I mean, obviously. I mean, you wouldn't let a bill run up to $1,200, you know, without disconnecting it. You know, I mean, why did you guys wait so long? How come this wasn't, like, rectified sooner? How come it took from September 8th until now, December 1st almost? Can you answer that maybe?
Based upon the billing cycle process that has created this situation, that is the length of time that the billing has interrupted the service.
Yeah, I know, but how come the Malta, who is I don't have her employee ID number, she didn't want to give it to me, Malta, that was her name, she unlinked the account for me, and then someone relinked it. Why would somebody do that? So obviously there's some good people there that saw this was wrong. I mean, I don't understand. I just don't get that. There's like a chain of broken here, brokenness. You get what I'm saying? I mean, what would you do in my shoes? What would you do if you were in my shoes? Can you be honest with me? What would you do?
There is a policy and process that is going to resolve your issue to the best of our ability. And at this point in time, the review will go in, have the calls reviewed to see exactly how it was described and to see if there is any new information that needs to be updated.
You're watching the Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying is that, you know, I'm just not happy as Spectrum. I think Spectrum's doing me wrong. And by the way, in North Carolina, it is against the law to force someone else to pay someone else's bills when I'm telling you it's not my bill. And you know there's two separate counties. It's against the law, actually. I have the statute right here. I mean, I'm just letting you know that. So, I mean, and you're telling me I can't have my service turned back on. And my school requires it. And my son, he can't go to school Monday, tomorrow. I mean, you know, over the internet. And we trusted Spectrum to provide us with this service. We trusted you to provide this service for our family and your family. You know, I mean, it's just, it's sad. I mean, I'm going to go someplace else now. I don't even want your service anymore, to be honest with you. I mean, I just think it's absolutely apprehensible that you would do this and not acknowledge my concerns. 15 conversations, and still we're here at ground zero without a resolution. Don't you think that's sad, sir?
At this point in time, I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
All righty, thank you. You do that. All right, folks, the madness of the lost society.
You're watching The Madness of a Lost Society. November 26, 2010.
All right. That's right. The madness
we know that
of lost
today,
society.
More than ever, connections are a lifeline. Spectrum's network was built for times like these.
That's
you can
great.
Count
yeah,
on us
right.
to keep
hey,
you connected
this is Spectrum,
when it matters
folks.
Most.
Spectrum, live on the air. If you missed the call, you need to go back and listen. This guy is now shocked because he knows he is live on a podcast. He now knows that. And you sure he went totally robotic after he learned that, understanding the times which we would take. And I don't need permission to record you, sir, if you're going to do anything or make a complaint or ask or inquire. North Carolina is a one-party state, and even if you live in another state, I don't need your permission. So North Carolina is a one-party state, and we are live on understanding the times in which we live today. I'm live on Open Spectrum. That was Jacob that was on the telephone there. Representative Jacob, I didn't get his employee ID number. I'm sure he probably wouldn't have given it to me anyway. But he's telling me that I have to pay for someone else's bills, their account. I have to,
during
even though I opened up a new account in my name with a different account number,
our
they took the old account
priority.
Number and said, you're paying this one.
We are currently experiencing heavy call volume and
because
there is
it was associated
wait
with this
time
resident.
To speak to an agent.
Internet
we
folks,
appreciate your
if you
understanding
move into an apartment,
and patience.
A condo, you college kids out there,
for your convenience,
if you move into an apartment,
you can visit Spectrum.net
a house,
to pay
if someone
your
else
lives
there and they owed money, you're going to pay it. You're responsible, according to Spectrum. You're responsible. Doesn't matter if you knew them or not. It doesn't matter. You have to pay. And this bill, folks, is $1,225. I said it was? Yeah, I think that's what I said it was. Yeah, $1,225.29. How do you run up a cable bill that large? How do you do that? How do you run up an internet bill that large? Something's going on here. There's the machine is broken. The machine has broken down. This is your new world order. This is your corporate glamour mafia out there. The mafia. This is a mafia. This is your modern day mafia. Spectrum, PayPal, Amazon, all these sharks that we love, Walmart. We love them, don't we, folks? We love them.
Please hold on the line for the next available representative and have your account information handy.
That's all. Turn it off.
For your convenience, you can find answers to many of your questions on Spectrum.net and the My Spectrum app.
Turn off your chip. I got it right here. Here it is.
If anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right. That's right, folks. We just turn off your chip. We just turn it off. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? You heard what he said? It's policy. It's policy. It's policy. It's policy, sir. It's not. It's just you hanging policy now. It's policy. Yeah, yeah. That's what it is. That's what it's going to be. Oh, boy. Put a claim in. Yeah, put a claim in. I can't go on their website. I can't go on their website. I have no internet. I have no internet. Yeah, they're experiencing high call volume on a Sunday night. Yeah. What's that tell you about their service right there?
Introducing HBO Max, a new streaming experience that bundles
just,
all
what,
of
where are you putting on hold for anyway? He was leadership. What's he doing?
Movies, shows, and new Max originals
what's this guy
for everyone in the family.
He's probably saying, oh, my God, this guy got me. This guy, oh, my. I cannot believe this guy's really on a radio show. Yes.
Ask us
no,
about
I'm not
you can
CNN or Fox
Max,
News, but,
or go to spectrum.net.
We do got a lot of supporters and listeners, and this will be posted all over social media. Not through me. I mean, I'll have to go out to another area where I can get internet, or when I get internet reconnected through DirecTV or AT&T or something like that. But Spectrum, good old Spectrum. Spectrum Cable, the monster, the new world order. You're now guilty by association. You're guilty by association. This isn't the republic that I know of. I thought we were all individuals, and we were only held accountable for what we did. You know, I didn't know I had to pay the price for what everyone else did.
Keep your family entertained with the Spectrum TV app.
I mean, I don't get it. If the guy
movies,
next door breaks
TV
the law,
shows,
I gotta go to jail
and
for him.
On-demand
I mean,
content
I don't understand.
On any device.
What's next, folks?
You can also manage parental controls.
I don't know.
Download the Spectrum TV app today.
Just don't get it. But anyway, anybody wants to call in at 657-383-0616. Put you on hold. I'll put you on the line here. I mean, I'll mute you, of course. I've got a bunch of people. I got about a dozen or so on the call, but nobody pressing one. So, this is the way it goes. There's a host call in, host number call in from not the same. Oh, really? As the guest call in, it's not? What's up with that?
Hello, sir. I do apologize for keeping you on hold for like that. Do you have any further questions for me?
Well, I brought up about the microchip thing there, and I just wanted your comment on that. Like I said, we are live on Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today, and, you know, this is kind of like the new world order and what we're going to be facing here very soon. You said, I don't know what that has to do with my account, but it's kind of like what we're seeing in our society today. I mean, you didn't answer any of my questions, and you turned off my service, and basically it's, hey, screw you, pal, right? I mean, and bottom line, and if I'm wrong, if I'm right, you just turn it back on for me, right? That's what you said, correct?
I have given you the process that Spectrum will do to resolve your account. I have no new information to provide to you. Is there any other questions that I can help, other than
that's
what I've already provided
you
answers for?
Yeah, well, I was referring to the microchip, and that was what this is right
here.
If anybody
wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
Yeah. So that's this microchip, you know. That's what they were talking about there, and the money and everything. This is, I just feel like I can't get. We have no rights anymore. The company Spectrum doesn't care about me. Doesn't care about me as a customer. That's what I feel. I mean, that's my question. Do you guys care about your customers? Do you care about me as a customer? That would be my final question.
At this point in time, I have already answered the process that we will take to try and correct the situation.
So I can. I said that was my final question. So I can only assume that means no. You know, Spectrum don't care about their customers or me. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. I'm sure when you hang up, you'll hear my announcer there tell you you were on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
Have a good week, sir.
All right. Take care. All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson here, podcasting live, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. Let me hang up on him. There he goes. He heard it. Good. Now he knows because he was waiting. I hung up on him. All right. Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. Oh, the guest call-in number 657-383-0616. I may not be able to receive calls. That could be the problem because I have no internet. I forgot about that one, folks. I don't even know how you guys are getting in the chat room, to be honest with you. It's got to be some kind of floating, like I said in the advertising, floating node. I don't know, man. I don't know. How does that work? Any internet experts out there? How does this work? I don't have internet, but I'm able to log into my studio on the computer here, and I can see the studio screen. I can't see any call. There's no calls calling in, and I don't have another phone line here because they shut down my main line. So you heard it right there, folks. Take this show. I don't want to wait to take up too much time, but that Spectrum here in North Carolina, they say you have to pay for everyone else's bill if you're associated with them in any type of way, and they say you automatically take ownership of that equipment. That means if you have any cable boxes in your house, folks, get rid of them. Get rid of them because I'm sure they probably could track them already, and they may latch onto your bank account if they find out you got one, because if you're not using it and it's not yours, I mean, even if it's left there, even if somebody gives it to you, they may have a $2,000 cable bill or something, and you're going to be responsible, and they'll siphon the money right out of your checking account. Now, you may be saying, that's crazy, Joe. That'll never happen. Let me tell you something right now. I tried opening up a Spectrum account here in this residence. Opened up my own account, my name, different Social Security number, different everything, different package. There was equipment here that was already here. I told the guy. I was doing the right thing, you know, and I told the guy, hey, I want to put this in my name. I want to open up my own account. They gave me a fresh account number. I paid a startup fee. All of a sudden, a month later, wham, $1,000 bill, $1,225. You know, and what's this? Called up, man, they were rude to me. You thought that guy was a fruit loop. You should hear some of the people I've spoken to. Oh, my goodness. I mean, yeah, I mean, only me can get this. Only me. Somebody else in the chat room, I thought it was only them that went through this kind of crap. Oh, man. Well, you know, I guess we'll wrap up the podcast here, but this is your new world order. This is what's going down. I mean, PayPal, Amazon, Walmart, all these companies, all these big-time corporations, these criminals, they have you, and your government's in bed with them. They mix well, and it's a big giant. And it's a broken system, and they got you by the balls, folks. Where's that one at with George Carlin, huh? They got you by the balls, right? Where is that? Let's get that. Let's play that one for the closing here. George Carlin, he says it best. I mean, he really does. I mean, I guess I'm going to have no internet. I'll figure something out. But I sure as hell ain't paying someone else's damn bill. That's for damn sure. It's way up in the beginning, this darn thing. There he is right there. All right. George, that's George Washington, George Carlin. There it is. All right, here we go. Put it on.
Life is filled with interesting things. That's why I could never commit suicide. I'm having too much fun keeping an eye on you folks, watching what you do. Human behavior, that's what I like. Humans do some really interesting things. Like, besides killing ourselves, we also kill each other. Murder. And we're the only ones who do that, by the way. Humans are the only species on Earth that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. Sometimes it's just fun. We're also the only species that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. That's what hunters do. They kill for pleasure. That's us. Human beings. Interesting folks. Murderers. Here's an interesting form of murder we come up with. Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big fucking hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Do you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Apparently we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the test. They say, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil? Get in there. It's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education. Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing some ground here.
It's called Dr. Peter Ventura. Yeah.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big, wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long.
All right, let's see if I can get Dr. Peter Ventura on here real quick. Let him know what's going on. He might answer, might not. If not, we'll get ready to wrap up the show. But if you missed it, we were talking to Spectrum on the phone there for about, 45 minutes. And they want you to pay for someone else's phone. I mean, somebody else's internet bill. And that's true. True story. You got to go back and listen to it. I can't recap the whole show, but very interesting. Spoke to supervisors and everything. And I don't think Ventura's going to listen. Hey, Peter. Hello. All right. Nope. Dr. Ventura. Nope. I think we got disconnected there. All right, Dr. Ventura. All right. We'll try you one more time. Yeah, you know, he could be busy. He's on the other line. Who knows? Call failed, not answered. All right, I might not even be able to make any more calls. But I don't know how this is working through the internet. I don't know. They don't want to, nobody wants to fight no more. Stand with you and fight for the right thing. I don't want to stand up and fight. Nope. Just bend over and take it. That's right.
Yep. Well, quite clear. All right. Well, and even these pastors out there, they do the same thing. They, you know, it's the word of God. God can't be happy with what's going on here. He just can't. I mean, we just heard Spectrum. That is absolutely terrible. That's terrible. Disgusting. Spectrum was live here on this show. Dr. Ventura, are you there? Hello? Dr. Peter Ventura? No? All right. No. All right. All right, Dr. Peter Ventura, you're not there. Okay, that's fine. I can't call you, so because we're going to wrap up the show. I don't know how people are getting in through the chat room. I just don't know. I mean, this is weird. I got no internet. All right. We'll let good old George there close it out.
John. Here, you've earned this.
Sing it, George, how we're free. Let the king go.
Sure you wrote it big enough?
Mm-hmm, yes, old King George should be able to see that.
When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, a decent respect requires that they declare the causes which impel them. And separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to establish new government. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, do and with the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved of all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. In the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Finest people, where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
That's for you, Spectrum.
President recognizes Mr. Adams of Massachusetts.
Objects of the most stupendous magnitude. Measures which will affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us. We must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication that our national future but where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution. The most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
I think at one time or another we've all questioned as to whether all that we see and are experiencing in our world has some sort of a rational plan behind it, because we understand now that both the Republican and the Democratic Party in our country are basically run by the same people. The same money finances both sides. We now know, of course, through the work of many historians who have spent their life working on research to show us that both sides of world conflicts have always been financed by the same people. And as I've said before, there seems to be a method to the madness going on in the world. We know, of course, that we cannot depend on our leaders. Our leaders are misleaders. There is a science that they're following. They have their own agenda, and it doesn't include you. What your government pays for, it gets. If you are paid to do something for the government, they will extract from you exactly what they have paid for. When we understand that, then we look at universities and schools, government-financed institutions of education, and see the kind of students and the kind of education that's being turned out by these government-financed schools. Logic will tell you that if what is being turned out in those schools was not in accord with what the state and the federal government wanted, then it would change it. The bottom line is that the government is getting what they have ordered. They're getting what they have paid for. They do not want your children to be educated. They do not want you to think too much. That is why our country and our world has become so proliferated with entertainments, mass media, game shows, television shows, amusement parks, drugs, alcohol, and every kind of entertainment that keep the human mind entertained so that you don't get in the way of important people by doing too much thinking. You had better wake up and understand that there are people who are guiding your life and you don't even know it. And all American citizens, I think, have suspected something like this is going on. But we're all too busy trying to stay alive and live our lives. And after all, what can one person do about it? This is the most powerful government the world has ever known. They had the ability to get a hold on Adolf Hitler 50 years ago. He had a standing army, the greatest navy, air force, military, secret underworld organizations operating throughout the world. But this government got a hold on Adolf Hitler because it chose to and it wanted to. And if you do not pay your income taxes, they will find you if you go to the Amazon jungle, and they will make an example of you. They will find you and they will deal with you, and you know it. But for some reason, they're unable to get a handle on drugs and the crime in the streets for some reason.
God bless the Republic.